If you've lived long enough, or if you watched enough movies, you'll see a pattern. And you'll see it in churches, you'll see it in homes, you'll see it in businesses and so forth. But what you'll see is, you'll see these, the only thing I can call it is straight out what it is. You'll see a bunch of prostitutes show up, right? And in the natural, they're trying to destroy a business or a country or a church or a pastor or anything, right? So they show up on the scene and they're actually like conniving together, right? And so just like there's in the natural prostitutes, there's also spiritual prostitutes. And these spiritual prostitutes have to do what the natural prostitutes do. They have to dress a certain way to make you think that they're not what they are. They have to talk a certain way. They have to use a different language, right? When they're around you, they're going to say certain things. They'll say, oh, pray for me. I mean, they don't really know what to say because they're just ignorant, but they just say what they were told to say, you know? Or they just repeated what they heard somebody say in church or somebody in their family or something. So they're trying to set a trap. So just like there's natural prostitutes, there's spiritual prostitutes. And these natural prostitutes are there to steal, kill, and destroy, right? They actually want to take your identity, to be honest with you, and project their identity onto you. They're just full of destruction, right? So they're trying to project their identity of destruction onto you if you'll take it, right? The Bible says, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. And so these people, they know that. They know that if you knew what they really were, you wouldn't let them across your threshold, right? And believe me, they're sitting on the church pew. they're in the church, trust me. Not only are they in the church, they're on jobs. They're trying to overthrow a boss, or they're trying to overthrow a governor or a president or anything. So these spiritual prostitutes, what are they doing? They're trying to destroy the truth any which way they can. Now, they want to destroy the truth. They'll never be able to destroy the truth. So what do they try to do? They try to destroy the messengers. And so the messengers have already played the game 1,000 times. They already know the game. But so they're really not attacking the messenger because the messenger knows the truth. So what are they really attacking? They're actually attacking people who are still slaves, who want to be free. And so the slaves who are in bondage don't know the truth. That's why they're slaves, because the truth will set you free. And so what are they doing? They're attacking the messenger to keep the slaves enslaved. Just like Russia. He's trying to keep his people enslaved in ignorance, you know? So he's attacking the media, he's attacking he's twisting reality, changing everything into a lie, bad-mouthing the West. And it's so obvious for somebody who sees it, but those who don't see it, I'm telling you, it's in the movies. I watched a movie the other day, and anytime I watch a movie, I'm watching it to decode it. And there was these three prostitutes that were pulling this other lady in without her knowing it. You know, they were having fun and trying to make it all fun, but they were pulling this other lady in without her knowing it. So they encroach upon people, the ignorant and the slaves. They encroach upon them little by little by little. But what are they trying to do? They're trying to make a copy of themselves. It's a copy machine. You're either being made into a copy of Jesus or a copy of the devil. And so they're trying to encroach like bulling a frog. So the frog doesn't know that it's being bulled, so it doesn't jump out of the water. And so the good thing about seeing the archetypes in the symbols, the shapes, the words, the body language and everything, the good thing about seeing it, you can catch them a mile away, but they don't know that you can see it because they don't have that knowledge, right? When they come across you who have the truth, they never met it. I mean, really have the truth, can rightly divide the word, can use discernment. You know, a lot of times I'll upload a message because I sense that somebody needs to hear it. And most people, when I talk to them for about 5 minutes, I realize they have no truth, and I usually shake the dust and move on. Now, it's people who have a spirit of learning or willing to learn something, don't think they already know it all. You can talk to them, you know. So there's a pattern in life, just like in the movies. And that pattern in life is really what the movies are based upon. When they write a movie, where are they getting it from? Their experience, their observation in life. So when you look at a movie is just based on life experience. You know? It's really simple. And so when you look at the patterns and what the script writers write, because these are not dumb people, they're smart people. And they'll put in the movie stuff like to give you an idea of what's coming before it even shows up. And that's what I call a precog, but it shows up in the natural just like it does in a movie script. You know, you think you're outside of the movie scripts, but they're actually writing about you and your life experience. And so don't be surprised that if people jump off your ship, if you're trying to spread the truth, they will jump off the ship. But it's not you. It's people who they've been brainwashed by. Just like the Book of Enoch thing. Somebody had asked me about if the Book of Enoch, the Bible. No, it's not the Bible. No, it's contrary. You read it and it don't even make sense. The 66 books of the Bible are compiled. Jesus died at 33. You got 33, 66, 99. He goes after the one sheep. There's 99 in the fold, and he goes after one sheep. 33, twice. The cross was being preached in the Old Testament, and Jesus is being preached in the New Testament. And so you're going to have 66 books. I'm not saying there's 33 in the old and 33 in the new, but I'm saying the total is 66. Because Jesus was there in the Old Testament in types and shadows. He went to the cross at 33. And Jesus was there in the New Testament in types and shadows and story at 33. So the totality of the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, because Jesus is 33, it has to add up to 66. I'm not saying the Old Testament had 33 books because it had more. But what I'm saying is that when you look at the types and shadows in the Old Testament, you see Jesus on the cross at age 33. When you look at the types and shadows in the New Testament, you see Jesus on the cross at age 33. There's 66 books. And you see a third of the angels fall. And you see a third of your day is asleep. You sleep 8 hours, you're up 16 hours. So you see 33 typified everywhere. That's why when you look at the news, you'll see 33. Or you look at your remote and you'll see closed captions. CC is 33. So in all things, Jesus is being preached. That's why there's 66 books in the compiled, completed Bible. So they're not really attacking the messenger. They're attacking the people that will believe the lies against the messenger. So when they attack you, it's because you have the truth. But they're not attacking you. Don't take it personal. It's part of the program. It's part of the game. The devil has to use his minions to attack you. If you're preaching faith alone in Jesus alone, the finished work of Jesus, If you're preaching that, and you're saying Jesus alone saves, not of works, lest any man should boast, you will be attacked because it's contrary to the whole system. The whole system is works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. Babylon, I don't care if it's military, school, whatever. Military is grades or ranks. School is grades. You got to pass that grade, next grade. Rankings, whether it's basketball or football, there has to be a ranking, right? Works. You go to these cults and isms, they'll say, you got to work hard. You got to pass out all these tracts. You got to do this. You better not miss a day at church. You better. It's always a works-based salvation. Levels. When you play a game, you got to go to the next level, right? You got to go to the next level. Ratings. You got to get the best ratings. Whether it's a TV show or whether it's a website or whatever, Amazon's probably the best rating out there, I would guess. But you got to have the top ratings, you know. Works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. That's all a works-based, performance-based salvation. When the Bible says it's faith alone. So the whole system is against you if you say faith alone in the finished work of Jesus. The whole system's against you. I mean the whole system. So you better be ready for the lies, the fakery, you better be ready. But and if you're not, God will make you ready. But if you're already to the point where you see through this thing, you're going to be strong. And they will keep on and on and on. They'll never stop because that's the program of the natural mind. The material realm is the prostitute realm. The spirit realm is the upright realm. Matter, the machine, is the prostitute realm. The upright realm is the spirit realm. And so as long as you're in matter, you say, somebody says, what's the matter with you? Matter. What's the matter? Matter is the matter. Why is matter the problem? Because it represents the flesh side. And so if you want to enter into a new state of being, put no energy or no confidence in the flesh. It's all the spirit. And when they attack you, they don't even know you. They can't even hear you. They don't even know who you are, what you are. Because you're extraterrestrial. You're not from here. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You're born again. And so when they keep trying and trying and trying to zip your lip, shut you up, shut you down, they try everything. They try intimidation. They try blackmail. They try put you in jail. They try to kill you. They try everything. They try to poison you. I mean, the whole system's trying to poison you with sugar. I mean, really. The whole media, the media is trying to poison your mind with fake reality. Speaking of fake reality, the material realm, the machine, is the AI flesh mind. So those who are in the flesh are material AI programs. They're actually robots of the devil. They're just learning how to function just to make it, just to get by. And that's why they worry about the outward show, their image, what they look like, what they're wearing, their job. You know, it's all outward show. So when you speak the truth, expect to be attacked. Because it's not you. It's Christ in you. And if they attacked him, they will attack you. It's just the way it is. You're repeating. You're actually following in suit, S-U-I-T, after Christ. And everything he went through, you're going to go through. And the sad part is they got more tools now to attack you. They got more tools to attack you. But the devil's still the same, and the truth is still the same, and God is still the same. So you can be more than conquerors. And yes, the whole system is designed to wear out the saints. The whole system is attacking the body of Christ. Because the body of Christ, we are the ones who have the truth, and we are the messengers as ambassadors to give out the truth. So you will be attacked. If you're not being attacked, you're probably a part of them, I hate to say it, or you're not affecting them. You might not be a part of them, but you're not really making a dent on souls. You're not making a dent on the gates of hell. But when you start to dent reality and start affecting souls and pulling souls out of Babylon, then you're under their eyes on you, and you're under their scope, and they will do everything they can to destroy you. And they will use these Jezebels and these Delilahs and these prostitutes, and I'm talking about spiritual prostitutes who know the truth, but they spit it out. Hebrews 6, they knew the truth. They tasted the truth, but they spit it out. Read it in Hebrews 6. They spit the truth out. And they rejected eternal life. It's sad. It's really sad.